Going to the KODY phone lines now, State Senator Mike Groney joining us on the air. Good morning, Senator Groney. How are you?
A little short of breath. I was a couple blocks away at a meeting. And
had to run over, Mike?
Yeah, I did. But anyway, I made it back.
Good. Glad to have you on the phone with us, Senator. Of course, busy week last week down there at the unicameral.
Yeah, I got a little heated, and I'll jump right into it. Mm-hmm. You folks might have heard about a dust-up between me and Senator Pansy-Brooks. First off, we're not friends. She's a progressive socialist, and I'm a free market conservative, and sit on the Education Committee. And as you all know, we were in the middle of a very powerful discussion about the life or death of babies that are 8, 9 months old before they were born. And I got a little passionate, and when she compared the unborn's inability to decide if they want to live or die to her son's choice of sexual behavior, I got a little upset. But anyway, everybody gets 5 minutes, and during my time, she was sits about 20 feet from me, and she was heckling me. She wasn't just speaking of another topic or about the weather to another senator. She was throwing insults at me as I tried to talk, and I don't know. I looked it up in the dictionary. Shut up means to cease talking. It's a standard word and phrase in our vocabulary, and I asked her to shut up so I could finish talking, but that grew into more of a dispute than it should have been. I should have had Speaker gavel when there's too much noise, but I needed immediate quiet so I could finish my thoughts. Anyway, that should have been the end of it, and it was between me and Pansy and Brooke, but there's this, I call him R-A-O-C in the body, a Bernieite progressive who really don't like me. I don't know why, but he sent out some tweets that were completely false. And in my 6 years, I've never seen anybody heckle anybody. And what he was claiming I did, nobody's seen it. She claimed I did it, and he put it out as fact, and then made it sound like I should be censored between a heated debate. But anyway, that's the truth of the matter. It was a minor thing turned into an issue by a senator who tweeted something out, gossip out. And the press got a hold of it, so no, I stand mm-hmm. my ground. I protect the unborn, and I will get heated in that argument and that debate. So it is what it is, and I drew a line in the sand, and it will not be crossed, I don't believe, by at least one senator, and we'll get along just fine. Mm-hmm. But as far as Moorfield, he is what he is. He's the one that ran the Medicaid expansion, paid himself handsomely doing it, petition drive, and now he's running a marijuana petition drive, and he's also getting paid handsomely to do it. Now, this conservative who believes in things went out and got 2,000 signatures to repeal the death penalty and then take a dime, spend his own gas and time doing it. But that's the difference between a limousine liberal and a conservative.
A limousine liberal. I like that term.
Well, that's born rich. And not, you know, what the good book says, when the guy asked him, what should I do? I got all this. He said, sell everything and help the poor. Well, no, they don't sell everything and help the poor. They tax you and me and take it out of our billfold. That's the mantra of a limousine liberal. But anyway, they keep what they have, or daddy gave them an inheritance. So daddy and mom. But anyway, that's what we're up against, and that kind of mindset. So I continue on. Today I got my micro-TIF up, and it came out of Committee 7-0. Even Senator Hunt and Wayne and Crawford voted it out. It's the free market answer to TIF and actually get some, finally since 1978, be used mostly correctly in the truly areas of the community that are old, that have infrastructure concerns and buildings need repairs, but it's not feasible for... quite frankly, it's not feasible for the people who live there to have somebody come in and bulldoze and build them a new home because they can't afford the new home. But if they could get some help remodeling an older house, or a contractor could fix up an older home and sell it at a reasonable price, It's the answer to workforce housing. And I know the chamber and the community of North Platte's behind the bill. It would really work well there, and I put a little local flavor to it by the historical buildings that are on the historical registry, which the Pawnee is, that owners of that could use it to fix it up and give them an economic incentive to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see any reason it shouldn't fly right through unless somebody takes revenge on Groney for something else, but I doubt it.
Now, Senator Groney, you did talk about some of the friction between you and Senator Patty Panzing-Brooks down there at the unicameral floor. Were you on the floor when Senator Chambers and Senator Slama had their exchange?
I'm the only male senator who stood up and defended Senator Slama.
Mm-hmm.
I got thank you calls from the governor, from women, and emails that somebody stood up and confronted Senator. Senator Guy stood up and defended, and I stood up. I stood up, finally. I wasn't going to do it, but when Senator Chambers looked at Senator Geist after she defended Senator Slama and said, your kind ought to be sticking together, I lost it, because I'm not a racist. I don't believe in kinds. I believe in the human race.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you don't gather together in flocks like deer and other animals, state of their kind. We're humans. There is no kind. So I blasted him about being a racist and a bigot, and he quit living in the 1960s because in order to fix what the problems of this country, we got to quit thinking in kind, our kind. So we went toe to toe.
They mentioned they wanted you censored for something. Why don't we censor?
Nobody wants me censored, but one individual. All right, let's remember that.
Okay. Well, what about Ernie?
There is no day. There's Senator Moorefield.
Well, and you and Senator Slama have worked very well before, and I frankly, to be honest, Senator Groney, I think we're blessed to have Senator Slama down there on the unicameral floor.
She's unbelievably mature, wise for her age. She is she's very brilliant. It's an average family. Her dad's a maintenance man down at the Cooper nuclear power plant. Went through a small school, got scholarships to Yale, and went through Yale. She is a very, very good blessing to the legislature, and she needs to be returned to the legislature. But and she's a rare one.
Frankly, we need 10 more of her.
Yes, we do. Yes, and. But anyway, no, it's been interesting. And then Senator, I straightened Senator Chambers out about he. I was in the bill about the YRTC in Geneva. It's a mess. I mean, we changed the juvenile statutes, crime statutes, and turned them into HHS. And we took some very violent young people once in a while and stuck them in an environment where there's no guards, only social workers. And well, they tore up the Geneva, busted out the drywall, tore down the fire alarms, and just busted all the windows out. And then Carney, they tore a bed apart and beat up two of the social workers, and two of them escaped. And I said, some of these people in these YRTCs are violent, and we need to look at how we protect the workers there and keep them contained. Well, Senator Chambers jumped up and started saying, I call these young women violent, all of these young women violent, so I had to straighten him out Friday. And to Senator Chambers, the transcripts of the floor is his Bible. That's what he reads. And when I pointed out in the transcripts what I really said, he actually came up and told me he stood corrected and he apologized. Yeah, for misquoting me. So sometimes you have to, can't keep hiding. We need to stand up and be counted, or else we're getting run over. There's a culture war going on, and people of faith, and we're turning too many cheeks. Take that quote too far out of its meaning, and we've got to start standing up for what's right and what's wrong. And it's not easy. I mean, it's stressful. Don't think I didn't lose a little sleep over what's happened this week. But But I've got friends, and I've got everybody back home. But folks, don't worry about what you read in one tweet from a very obnoxious individual and who hates, because what he said is meaningless. There's no such thing as a censor for free speech on the floor of the legislature. Nobody was insulted. Nobody was physically. It was just good, hard, solid debate and give and take on a very, very passionate, emotional subject, and that's the killing of babies when they're 6 to 9 months old in the third trimester, which makes no difference if it was at conception to me, but it's just when you start putting a face on a person and a smile and a blinking of eyes and you kill them, I've got a real problem with that, and we all should.
Rightfully
but,
so.
Anyway, is there anything else going on?
Well, I wondered if you could give us an update on the Property Tax Relief 2, Senator Groney. Obviously, it got brought up last week fairly early, and sounds like it hit another roadblock.
We've got some billionaires in Omaha, quite frankly, who are big fish in a small pond in Nebraska and would just be another billionaire in New York or California. They run the state. They run the state chamber. They want tax breaks. They don't give a damn about the average person on property taxes. And that's the fight. The people against some people with a lot of money. Quite frankly, that's it. And they want business incentives. And they want their tax breaks, but they don't want to give us tax breaks. And it's a draw right now. We have enough votes to stop the incentives without property tax relief. And that's summed up in a teaspoon what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the business people, they want it. They need property tax relief, but they're not the deep pockets. And, I mean, not a lot. Most of them do. My business people want property tax relief. They know their customers have more money to spend on Main Street. And their own businesses, their property taxes are abrasive to them. We need to have it done. But money talks, and that's why I never took any money from lobbyists or any special interests when I ran, because it is tempting. It is very tempting to be persuaded you owe somebody. Somebody gives you money, your mindset is you owe them. That's why they give you money. But Senator Lenihan has just been a real soldier standing that. She could easily give in, but she has not. She understands what's right, and that's property tax relief is what we need in this state. If you're wealthy and you pay a lot of income taxes, you don't mind paying some property taxes excessive on your house. If you're paying $10,000, $20,000 a year on your income taxes and you get a 10% tax break, you get $1,000 or $2,000 reduction. But if you get a 10% on your house, you get, $1,500. Well, what would you do? But if you're making $40,000 a year or $100,000 and you can get $500,000-$600,000 reduction on your property taxes on your house versus $200-$300 on your income taxes, what would you take? But that's 90% of the people in Nebraska. And that's the farmers. And those people don't save, they don't have enough money to save. So if you give them a property tax break, they'll spend it. The rich guy might go to the Mediterranean on a trip. So as far as I'm concerned, if you want economic incentives in the state of Nebraska at this time in our history, the quickest and the best way to get economic incentive and to help the economy is property tax relief. Give people a break, they'll spend the money. Anyway, but that's where it's at. It's, if you think there's reason down here, there isn't. Very little of it. Some of us look at reason and deductive thinking, but it's money. That's what drives most of it, or somebody's religious, I call it secular humanist religion, which is government. If you don't like, if it don't fit your, one thing about government as a religion, if it doesn't fit your fleshly thoughts or views, you can change what's in your Bible, the laws, and you in your mind, you can be, your religion fits you instead of the other way around. But that's what government is. That's what the struggle in America is. That's what the culture war is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not simply right and wrong. They don't give a damn about right. They just give a damn about them. As you can tell, I'd rather be a lot of places than here, but I'm here.
Understandable. And I was shocked, Senator Groney, on, I think it was last Monday, I received an email here at the station about a Zoom meeting with several Eastern Nebraska senators. So I went in on it and downloaded the audio for our listeners to hear. I couldn't believe it. Senator Michaela Cavanaugh was the one that really surprised me, and she admitted that she's not heard from her constituents about property tax relief at all. And granted, maybe her constituents haven't brought that up to her, but she said she doesn't believe Nebraskans want it or need it. And I couldn't believe it. I must be living underneath a rock.
Well, it depends what circles you run in. And
selective
and
hearing.
She got elected by her name because her father had a name in that area. He was a more moderate congressman from Nebraska, Democrat. He was more like, I call him Kennedy Democrats, who cared about the downtrodden but didn't, also believed in personal rights and lower property taxes. But people in her district who didn't vote for her, I guarantee you, thought property taxes. It was a real close race. It was really close. She did not win by much against Senator Thibodeau, which was the governor's appointment. So, anyway, it's all, I believe that's who her opponent was.
It sounds right.
So. Yeah. Or it could have been Hunt that ran against Thibodeau. Neither one of them won by much, and that was in their districts. So, you're the majority, and your mindset is what it is if you win 50.1% of the vote. But if you want to ignore the other 49.9%, I guess you can do that. They wanted to spend the CARES money for rent assistance and child care assistance. And there's going to be an amendment up today by Senator Moorfield to make landlords extend the federal eviction moratorium and just expired in the CARES Act, and he wants to expand it in Nebraska for the rest of the year. I just don't know how. They must have never, ever had to run a business or have to balance a checkbook, because I don't know how they expect these landlords to exist, to keep the place up, to pay the utilities and to make their payments
and
if they can't collect rent. But there just doesn't seem to be any connection to them between two sides of the ledger. That's coming up today, too. It's an amendment.
And then before we wrap up, Senator Groney, your self-discipline bill was introduced last week as well. What was the latest with that?
I'm going to have the speaker bring it up again. I got a solid 33 votes. I might have 34 or 5.
Awesome.
I just can't get to my amendment, but we're just going to have to vote on it and get it to select. And then maybe they'll fall off and we'll get the amendment on select file. I just wanted to do it the right way. And but that's the other thing about those Bernieites, they don't care. I mean, when I'm beat, and somebody has 33 votes, I don't continue trying to destroy a bill. I understand that the majority want it, and we all do. Most of the senators do. But it's never ceases to amaze me, some of the things I see down here. But no, we got the votes. I need to just push it and go to closure on it another 3 hours.
And hopefully all the votes you have, everybody will stay with that vote and not...
Well, they'll be here. I mean, this thing is... I mean, you think it's just cut and dried. If somebody's sick, we just had a senator, I won't say which one, two members of their family tested positive.
Yikes.
Now, if that senator gets COVID, I'm down to 32. That's just the way it works. You've got to be in the chamber to vote.
Yeah.
But they're going to be here. They tested negative, and they're going to be up in the balcony, so they can vote from there on bills. But I lost a filibuster vote once, and I won a filibuster vote once. And senator's not showing up. One of them went home one time on me in late night because their granddaughter was in a dance recital. I mean, I got absolutely amazed that that was more important than governing, but I had one on a business trip, but I also won one where a guy was sick, and they came up one vote short. So all that work you put in, all of that for years, it all depends if the people who support you show up at that moment in time. That's kind of a
right.
Kind of a that's democracy, though.
Yeah.
You got to be there to vote. Well, we used to have to be there to vote. Now you can mail it in, or you can mail it in for your cousin or your. Used to be at the ballot box, you had to show up too, but that's not true anymore. At least out there, it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at.
Well, very good, sir.
Senator Groney, thanks for taking the time for us. Sure do appreciate it, sir.
Yes, it's another 5 days, late nights, and lots going to happen again. All right, talk to you later.
Talk to you next week, Senator. Again, State Senator Mike Groney joining us on the KODY phone lines with his weekly legislative update. Got to step aside for a quick news break here on KODY. John Jacobson, the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service, joins us next on KODY.